Now, it is Friday and you might be thinking of getting a takeaway later. Well, the pandemic has seen a major shift in consumer behaviour, with more businesses moving online. 600 Irish restaurants signed up to the delivery service Deliveroo, and the parcel company DPD averaged 750,000 deliveries every week during May and June. To look at the changing patterns now, we can talk to consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire. Siobhan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you, Justin?
Just looking at those DPD figures first, 750,000 parcel deliveries every day during those months of May and June. It is clear that more and more businesses moving online. It's a sign of changing behaviour, but is it permanent?
I would imagine it's here to stay, Justin. We have a very good relationship with purchasing online. It's been going up year on year. We spent 16 billion last year. That was up 16% in 2018. 250 million of that was on Black Friday alone. And during lockdown, we're seeing the trend shift from the physical stores to online purchases. The DPD figures, I think, will come as of little surprise to people who live in kind of urban areas, because the courier vans have become just as common as the postman delivering our letters during the months of lockdown and right up to now. So DPD, their delivery parcels averaged 730,000 per week during May and June. And there was an increase of more than 100% in some particular weeks. For example, in June, the company saw 780,000 deliveries, and that was up from 387,000 in the same week last year.
Just looking at Deliveroo then, Siobhan, they have added 600 restaurants to their service, restaurants too, seeing big change in consumer patterns, aren't they? Because you have some of the more high-end restaurants moving online now.
Absolutely. So what would have happened during lockdown, and restaurants obviously not being able to open up to the public and who previously had not delivered, found themselves actually moving into that area because it was the only way they could make money. So they started using these kind of food platform sites like Deliveroo. Now, Deliveroo charges every restaurant a percentage fee of between 25 and 35% for every sale that's facilitated through the platform. But it's proven so popular during lockdown. Not just Deliveroo, there are many other types of these food platforms. But on Deliveroo, we actually now have Aldi, where you can get your grocery shop. And also during lockdown, we had the likes of convenience stores such as Londis and Centra adding themselves to the mix.
All right. So interesting patterns of changing consumer behaviour. Siobhan Maguire, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at 1.